Names have power. Today, we're going to explore that in a few different ways. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We're going to talk about current events that are impacting believers in Iraq, Syria, and Albania. But first, genocide is before the U.S. State Department this week. At stake, a designation for Christians who are being pursued by ISIS in the Middle East. Congress, impatient for action, took up the issue in a voice vote on H.R. 75. So why has it taken so long? Open Doors USA's David Curry explains.
I think it does put an extra burden of responsibility upon those countries that have acknowledged this is a genocide. How are you going to respond to it?
What it means is that the policy can no longer be see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. That's especially true for the followers of Christ. Now, more than ever, they're needed in the shadow of ISIS.
People are coming to faith through this because it's breaking their orthodoxy. If you're a ritualistic person, if you're a religious person, and you go through this sort of trauma, you realize you need a personal relationship with the Lord. And the power of the story of Jesus is the personal faith.
What's needed from us? Well, there's telling these stories, supporting ministries on the ground. But mostly, there's prayer and believing that God has things in hand. We're also talking about another bill before Congress. Today is National Agriculture Day, a day to highlight what the U.S. agricultural community is doing to address food insecurity around the world. For Food for the Hungry, today celebrates the significant work being done through the program Food for Peace. Lewis Coach says the program couples emergency relief with programs that help struggling communities become self-sustaining. And it starts with the hard work of U.S. farmers.
The Food for Peace program has provided enough food since its inception to fill a line of trucks, bumper to bumper, stretched around the equator.
All eyes are now on the Global Food Security Act, aimed at foreign aid and food security. That's the bill we mentioned at the beginning of this story, with a final vote before Congress. And Lucas says, add your voice to the process.
Pick up your telephone and just take a moment to say, I urge Congress to support the Global Food Security Act.
Hunger goes far beyond the physical. FH works with a local church to help meet the spiritual hunger for Christ, too. You're listening to Mission Network News. 4.5 million people have fled Syria, but there's about 12 million more who've been left behind in the war-torn country. And they're the most vulnerable people. They're the elderly and the families with small kids. Global Aid Network says supply lines have been cut, meaning food and medicine are gone or almost gone. But with peace on the horizon, aid is starting to trickle in. And as it does so, would you pray for opportunities for believers to share the hope of Christ with hurting people? We're moving on now to Algeria, where Christians have experienced quite a lot of pressure. They have a lot of restrictions and only have a few places they can worship together. But Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is empowering Algerian Christians. An indigenous choir recently recorded a performance to be part of an Easter program. They're hoping their songs will remind believers they're not alone and will trigger some questions from non-believers. Sometimes it's those questions that are the hardest to answer. Andrew Tewin was just a teenager when he began serving the people of Albania, a self-declared atheist nation. But as the years grew, so did his love for the country. After communism's fall in Albania, doors opened for the gospel.
My wife and I joined Pioneers. Through that, we ended up going to work with a team in the northeast of the country in the mountainous area.
And there, the Tewins helped to plant churches. Now they're in Greece, serving its Albanian population. So if you would, pray for the Albanian people to come to know Christ. You can learn more about this ministry or any of the other stories that you've heard today at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Alzheimer's and dementia. For friends and family of the patients, these are the extreme tests of faith. Sat7 is offering a free booklet called This Ugly Disease, offering a glimpse of one family's faith walk through this valley. It's free when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.